Nicholson and Dustin Hoffman, Meryl Streep and Uma Thurman, Adam Sandler, Robin Williams, Harvey Keitel and Paul Newman, John Travolta, Al Pacino, Sharon, Quentin Tarantino. Now it's time for Movie Talk again.
Yes, it's the big shot himself, movie analyst Shane A. Bassett. Very good morning to you, Shane. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. I'm doing well. I think I'll have to hold off on the Choc Tops for a while. I OD'd on chocolate over Easter.
I think most of us did, mate. It was a fantastic Easter here in Mildura. So much happening. Plenty happening at Wallace Cinema at the moment too, with Ascendant.
Yeah, this is an Australian film. It's great that a lot of the Hollywood blockbusters have been moved back different dates, because it gives a chance to us for Australian movies to sort of get a release and more people to see them. The Ascendant is about a girl in Shanghai. She's a young environmentalist, very strong with her causes. So it puts her offside with a lot of people. However, she wakes up in an elevator, not knowing how she gets there, and she's trapped inside. Now, the whole movie basically revolves around this one part of the... How can I say it? She just wakes up and doesn't know how she gets there, but there's a conspiracy behind it. You don't leave the elevator very often. It sounds not as good as it is. And for a low budget, I think the Australian filmmakers have done a very good job, and there's some good acting in it too.
All right, Anthony Hopkins is one of the great actors, I think it's fair to say. The Father is now screening at the Wallace Cinema.
The Father has got 6 Oscar nominations, Matt. It is huge. I think it's flawless. I expected it to be a very slow-moving film, and I wouldn't be as interested as I was, but it is captivating. Anthony Hopkins plays a man who's suffering from early stages of dementia. He doesn't believe he's got anything wrong with him. His daughter, played by Olivia Colman, thinks otherwise and tries to help him, but he sort of has a bit of backlash about that. Very involving drama. Please take some tissues. It is quite emotional.
Friday night, for those of us that like their horrors, Friday night, the original A Nightmare on Elm Street is screening at the Wallace Cinema. Is that right?
Yes, a one-off screening Friday night at Wallace Cinemas. You have A Nightmare on Elm Street, one of my favourite horror films of all time. The original, of course, we're talking about the 1985 version, with a very young Johnny Depp and a great cast, and it introduced Freddy Krueger to the horror genre. So check it out on the big screen.
What a ripper idea. Great to catch up with you, Shane. Thank you so much, as always, mate. We'll catch up again next week. He certainly knows his stuff. And it's all thanks to the Wallace Cinema. You find him in Deakin Avenue, Mildura. For session times, check out their Facebook page. Otherwise, you can simply call 5023 4452. That's 5023 4452.